Hello, I'm Lord Davidson, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, doing this audio from the office in my home in Plano, Texas. I feel pressed in the spirit to warn America of what is present. We're living in the last hours, the last days. Perilous times are here. Difficult times. Hard times. Men and women do not know which way to look. They have hardened their hearts against the Lord Jesus Christ and His gospel. They have rejected the words of God, and they brought upon themselves great judgment. Psalm 91 tells us how people are going to die, and our right hand and our side, 1,000 and 10,000 will die by us. Yet the church, the body of Christ, will only see the reward of the wicked. The plague shall not come by them. It will not hurt. It will not come upon the righteous. They will be spared, shielded by the presence of the Almighty. They will trust in God. They'll be victorious, and they will not fear what man can do unto them, but they will be bold in the Lord and the power of His might. The Antichrist is present already. There are many Antichrists, many, but those that trust in the Lord Jesus, His gospel, His words, will reign and rule in righteousness through faith. They will be bold to speak the words of God. They will not fear what man can do to them, but they will reverence God and walk in His power. They will reverence Jehovah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They will never fear that they will be removed, because the Lord holds them up. They'll be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. The things they see coming upon the earth, their hearts will not fail, but others' hearts will fail and faint because of the things they see on the earth. Back in the 1600s, the pilgrims came to America. They brought the Mayflower. They arrived at a place that they did not intend to go to, but God divinely directed the Mayflower, and He put them right where He wanted them to come ashore. and establish His kingdom. His kingdom in America. Others of mine, but not on the Mayflower, in the same area, and were instrumental in establishing the kingdom of God in the land that the Father gave us. It's a great blessing to be a descendant of men and women that brought the gospel to America. A great, great blessing. Those that God had as foreordained to be conformed to the image of Jesus, they were called. They were justified. They were sanctified. Many are being conformed to the image of Jesus in these last days. Though God foreknew, He foreknew them. They cannot be plucked out of His hand. He is with them. He protects them. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. For the hour is here where harassment comes to the Antichrist that is told about in the book of Daniel. That spirit just wants to wear down the saints. But that cannot be a discouragement to you, but it must be an encouragement to know that that spirit's present in America today, and you shall not fear that you have failed. You have not been ordained to fail, that you've been ordained to reign and rule by faith in Christ Jesus. Mix that faith with the gospel that raised Jesus from the dead, and walk boldly, and don't be afraid what man can do to you. Your life is not your own. You've been bought with a price. Your body is a temple for the Holy Ghost. Thank God. A temple for the Holy Ghost. And your life is not your own. Your body is not your own. But it belongs to the Lord. So be encouraged, knowing that what we see going on in America is the Antichrist spirit. The Antichrist. To try God's people to harass him because of greed. The times are short and they're sure. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, and glorify God in your body. And let your works be the works of faith. The works be the works of the Spirit, that God may be glorified. I want to thank everyone that hears this message. I give thanks for every person. Thank God for all of you. Amen. Praise and glory to God, who will never suffer the righteous to be moved. God bless you from my office in Plano, Texas, on this Sunday afternoon. Thank God. Amen. I do appreciate God, Jesus, and their people. Amen. And I will talk to you later. Good night. Noah Davidson.